If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome. It's our number two, hour two of our radio show. And we discuss Patrick Peterson unloading the Viking defensive back, his criticism of Kyler Murray, fair or foul? And how did you grade Kyler Murray's rebuttal to Peterson giving him a body blow? Body blow. What's it going to take for Kyler Murray to change his ways? We'll discuss that and more right now in hour number two. Getting shortchanged, if you will. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, face to face, as we arrive late to the party. But at least we're there, Russ. We're showing up. We're just late to the party, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the best and gigantically powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the skull, the skullduggery of Jock Talk. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And we're back at it again this hour. Good to have you with us here as we are hanging out together. So our lead coming from the Grand Canyon State as the bird nest continues to crumble in Arizona. Another day and another gut punch to the pint-sized quarterback of the Cardinals. Man, how the mighty fall. You build them up and you knock them down. And you've been paying attention. Check this out or not. Maybe you missed it. So let's get you the details. A Minnesota Viking, Patrick Peterson, the big PP there. Patrick Peterson unloading on Kyler Murray. a rant for the ages. It was a mini rant, but it was still a rant for the ages. Well, you can't have a big rant about Kyler because it's got to be fun size. So this all happened on a podcast. Apparently, Peterson has a podcast. Everyone has a podcast. I have a podcast. Everyone's got one of these things. No one's listening to them, but we've all got them. Anyway, Peterson was talking about the Cardinal situation. He does this show with someone named Brian McFadden. I don't know who that is. It's a podcast called The All Things Covered. Never heard of it. But on the podcast, they were talking about Coach Cliff Kingsbury, the GQ model, moonlighting as an NFL coach, sashaying up and down the catwalk on the sidelines. And they were discussing that he's going to be the fall guy. He will be blamed. Kingsbury, the scapegoat for the problems in the nest there for the Cardinals. And we'll play this clip for you. Peterson, now the first voice you're going to hear is the guy, Brian McFadden. The next voice is Peterson as he rears back on his hind legs to unload on his former teammate. Let's go to the audio tape.
But it tells me he doesn't care about his head coach. And he's putting everything on the head coach, basically saying,
Kyler Murray don't care about nobody but Kyler Murray. That's just a matter of the fact.
Oh, shot fired. Shot fired. Body blow. Body blow. Play it again. Play it again. I got to hear it again. Play it again. Play it again.
It tells me he doesn't care about his head coach. And he's putting everything on the head coach, basically saying,
Kyler Murray don't care about nobody but Kyler Murray. That's just a matter of the fact.
Ah, God, this is music to the soul. It really is. Man, oh, man, the nectar of the gods. Now, Kyler saw this bouncing around the social media network. I guess he took a break from video gaming, and he saw this quote bouncing around. Maybe he was multitasking while playing Call of Duty or something like that. He saw this, and then he gave a rebuttal. And Murray responded, saying in a very small response, Kyler said, this isn't true, of the quote attributed to Patrick Peterson of the Vikings. He said, you on some weird poopy, except he didn't say poopy. He said the S word. You got my number, Murray continuing his mini rant. If you really felt like this as a big bro or mentor, you supposed to call me and tell me, not drag me, so your podcast can grow. Close quote. All right, so let us discuss the question. Is Patrick Peterson's criticism of Kyler Murray fair or foul? And as the umpire on the video replay, fair ball! That is a fair ball! I've got boarding pass, wallowing, and Pixar. And we will combine all of these things together, and we're going to make a fun-size candy bar for the fun-size quarterback. So number one. All right. This is Patrick Peterson unfiltered in the raw. We try to avoid all athlete sound bites because we don't get anything good. Every once in a while, we get something that stands out. This is one of those rare and appropriate times. It happened. This is not locker room talk. It wasn't out of bounds. It was also not some kind of offhand grab ass kidding around. No, we played it for you. Peterson interjected. He didn't have to say what he said. The conversation was about Cliff Kingsbury, and Kyler Murray's name came up in the conversation, and he interjected. He made his statement in a clear, concise manner, and he slowed down. He wasn't going rapid fire. It was on point. Now, that being said, I want the record to show for the honorable Patrick Peterson, this is not an original take. Peterson merely repeating the quiet part out loud. If you've been with me and you've been part of this show for many, many years, you know that we have given you the inside skinny on this. I've been attacked by toadies in the Arizona media over the years for calling out the truth. It's always the last people to know are the fanboys in the media. But we have been yapping and screaming and barking at the moon about the shortcomings of Alligator Arms Kyler Murray for many, many years. It appears now finally the age of reason is here. the rest of the NFL community has decided, okay, we're good on this. And Patrick Peterson got a boarding pass on the short bus, and he's part of the bus now, and we thank you for that. Now, page two. How did you grade the response? Now, we had the statement. We played the statement from Patrick Peterson. We told you that Kyler Murray responded on the social networks, his rebuttal to Patrick Peterson. So, much like his play on the field on any given Sunday, Kyler Murray gets on my report card here an F. Okay, he gets an F. He's a dope. All right? Kyler Murray has the chutzpah, as my late grandfather would say, of wallowing waist-deep in victimhood. Right? That's what he's doing with that soundbite. He's painting himself as the victim. Now, what is my evidence here? He's failing to take responsibility for his own actions. He, yet again, showing he is stuck in his own world. It's all about him. He's selfish that Peterson somehow owes him something. And Kyler is looking to get some cheap clout points online. Because in the matrix of social networks, if you're the victim, you're a rock star. Everyone loves you. And say, oh, I feel so bad for you. You're the victim. Oh, it's so terrible. And everyone puts you on a pedestal. That's not how we roll on this show. And so Patrick Peterson, what he did here, giving his opinion, and Murray shaming him because, oh, you just want to get your podcast. You want to grow your podcast, right? He said, yeah, you're just trying to drag me so your podcast can grow. He pointed out, and it's absolute rubbish. Peterson does not play for the Cardinals. Hello, he's on the Vikings, and if Arizona wanted him to be a big brother and a mentor, they should have kept him around. He was a very successful player in Arizona, and spoiler alert, they didn't. And what's the point of being an athlete on a podcast if you don't give strong opinions? You know how many athletes have podcasts? All of them, and 99.9% of them are unlistenable dreck unless you're a Kool-Aid drinking fanboy. They're terrible. There's only a few that stand out, and the only way you stand out is to say things that are interesting. And that's what Peterson did. Good for him. Mazel tov. Unfortunately, Kyler Murray pitched a shutout on our scoreboard. Better luck capturing one of those enemy flags on Call of Duty. Then you'll get 200 points. You got none here. But we have palpable evidence that what Patrick Peterson said is true about Kyler Murray, that he is rowing the douche canoe. And you can judge a book by its cover. Not all the time, but in this case you can. Berating his coach during a game on tape by NFL Films, pulled himself out of a playoff game because his team was losing and he had one of the worst playoff games of all time against the LA Rams last postseason. And then, after being pulled out of the game, by himself, by the team wanted to put him back in. He didn't want to go back in the game. He then pouted. He had pouty face, had a conniption fit on the bench after a historically god-awful playoff performance. Kyler Murray has been described as self-centered, immature, and a finger pointer. And that's the kind stuff that they say. He's volatile. He's a bad teammate. Good video game player, bad teammate. And Murray has the personality of a potato. But not an Idaho potato, a cheap ripoff potato grown somewhere else. All right, final point. So what is it going to take for Kyler Murray to see the light, to change his ways? And based on a minutes-long investigation, at this point in time, it's game, set, and match. It's over. I do not see a scenario where Kyler has an epiphany. Kyler Murray may have gone to Texas Tech and Oklahoma and all that, but he graduated from Pixar's Monster University, Arizona. Arizona created and enabled this scary monster of a quarterback encouraging bad behavior. Now, ultimately, it's on Kyler Murray, but he was empowered by the dum-dums with the Cardinals. Now, they did at the very last minute. They tried. They issued some tough love. And they attempted to hold Kyler accountable in his contract. And it turns out that while they had good intentions and good reason to word Kyler Murray's contract the way they did to stay off the video games while watching film, 4 hours a week, that's all that they were asking, 4 hours a week for millions of dollars to watch film and not play video games. Of course, unless that's standard verbiage in Tom Brady's contract and Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts and all the other contracts. So what happened? Well, what happened is Kyler Murray got upset. He huffed and puffed, and the media jock sniffers, the toe suckers, they shamed the Cardinals. There was an uproar. And Arizona is okay. We'll genuflect. We'll bet that. And now here you are. And so the future, here's what it looks like. Here's what it looks like. A turnstile. Coaching staff changes. Teammates will change. They'll change the receivers, the offensive line. The only one that's going to stick around is the little fella, the Oompa Loompa. Kyler Murray, Alligator Arms Murray, $189 million, guaranteed. And there is no out in that contract, no escape portal until 2028. By then, Kyler Murray will be a Hall of Famer, not in Canton, Ohio, the video game Hall of Fame, online, but my goodness, what a stew. You know who approves the Kyler Murray contract? The Rams, Seahawks, and 49ers. Good job by you, because this guy ain't it. He ain't it. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to be part, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Also, on the Twitter machine, at Ben Maller, and you can be part of the conversation. We may read your comments on the radio program. And don't forget, you know what night it is. Later on, next hour, Ask Ben. Get those questions in right now. Hashtag Ask Ben. That'll be coming up next hour. We look forward to that. And straight ahead, a senator is requesting an NFL franchise relocate. We'll explain what that's all about. And it's almost as good as the original, a carbon copy of gold. We'll get to that as well. And we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name. That's my game, bro.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Ben Maller is a man, yes, a big man. He's got his militia and gives them his sporting news. Ben Maller is a man, yes, a big man. Big Ben in the air everywhere.
We provide over 70,000 seconds of unique content per week on The Ben Maller Show. 14,400 seconds each night. That's a lot to digest. Now, you don't have to miss a moment thanks to podcasting. Go back and eavesdrop on those classic zany episodes at your convenience. Help The Ben Maller Show podcast skyrocket up the charts. It's available for free on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe and aggravate the corporate muckety-bucks. Now, let's work it back into the Tyrek.com studios to a man with bulging biceps. It's Big Ben.
These guys are better than the best dang crew you and I have ever knew.
Love this tune. It's a classic. Number one back in the day. Topping the charts.
Big Ben in the air everywhere for you and me.
Stunning developments here at Fox Sports Radio. Everyone at the company is shocked that we have not gotten a mandate from the corner office to play holiday music, but it is the first day of December now. So will this be the final show before the mandate comes down? Will someone say,
probably.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I think this will be it. And then, I mean, so. But Marcel yesterday broke some news. If you were listening at the end of the show, Marcel told us that they've changed the date of Christmas this year. It's now actually December 23rd. So that's interesting. I did not see that anywhere other than Marcel, but he had it. Alf the Alien Opiner says, I would like to nominate Koopa Loop for some kind of Benny for outstanding editing on the podcast this week, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink, nod, nod. I got you. All right. Let's see. Who else do you have? Page down. Milkman Mike in Colorado says, back-to-back fantastic monologues this time. About that joke of a quarterback in Arizona. The only thing shorter than his arms are his backbone. And he's got an elite attitude and generic performance. Wink, wink, nod, nod. JD in KC writes in, says, yeah, Arizona stuck with that guy. But did you say he was going to make the Video Game Hall of Fame? I think there's the requirement that he's too short for even that. Shots fired. Justin in Cincinnati, he was off suspension. He called up on Thanksgiving. It was the Thanksgiving miracle. And he admitted that Eddie, who used to work on the show, had violated the game show rules, and then that was it. And then he's back. And we'd like to welcome Justin with open arms. So great to have Justin back on the show and his suspension early release. He was furloughed early. Justin says, do you think that senator can ask Brian Finley to relocate as well? Well, we'll get to that story coming up in a couple minutes. I mean, it may happen. It may end up happening. We'll go to the phones, though. Let's say hello. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's say hello to Andrea, the sports sorceress. She is hanging out in Berkeley, right there in the Bay Area. She's got all her star charts out. She's got the bathtub, the bath salts ready to go over there, some oils. Hello, Andrea.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
If I was any better, I'd be a Murray, but not Kyler Murray, nor would I be Russell Wilson.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. He just had his birthday yesterday, November 29th, 1988. And, you know, Sagittarius are usually happy-go-lucky, but he's having some really difficult transits.
Yes, we are.
Oh, are you a Sagittarius?
That's right. December 10, baby.
Oh, there you go. Oh, well, happy birthday soon.
Coming up here.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's nice. And who was that that said that?
Roberto.
Oh, Roberto.
The great Roberto. The great Roberto's birthday.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. I'll definitely send a happy birthday tweet on December 10th. Yeah.
Well, you won't see it, though. Can you do it on Instagram or Facebook?
Okay, yeah.
He's not on Twitter anymore because Dave Roberts is still the Dodgers manager and Josh McDaniels is still the Raiders coach. So.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, just, you know, it's just interesting because Sagittarius is, generally are optimistic and upbeat and philosophical and take the high road. But, you know, transits, what's happening in our forecast chart have a lot to do with what's currently transpiring. And
I think the transit has a lot of extra linebackers over the middle and defensive backs that pop up out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, he's got Jupiter square Saturn. Just tensions can arise. And he's feeling the need to break out of old restrictions. His tolerance level is low. He's just, you know, not cultivating the assistance of others. He's just kind of meeting them head on and just really, you know, needing to restructure his life path and not doing that. And it's just a very frustrating time right now. And, you know, it's just this too shall pass. But
you know what's not frustrating?
Yeah.
When he checks his bank account. That's not frustrating. He's perfectly fine with that. He's got no issues with that.
That is true. Yeah, that is very true. Because, you know, obviously he's doing quite well, even though he had a birthday party, Ben, and only half his teammates showed up. Did you know
that? That's a lot of people. You know how many people are on an NFL team? That's a lot of people. Yeah, I've never had a party with that many people. It's a ton of people at a party.
Yeah, I mean, the way they said it, he felt bad that only half attended.
Oh,
but
stop.
I think your point is well taken. I mean, half of it's still a lot.
Well, and you don't want to have too many people. As you know, you're a social butterfly there, Andrea. At a party, you don't have too many people because it gets too big. Not everyone can socialize with everyone else. And it does suck some of the energy out of the room there. You want it simpatico, right? You want a pleasant, nice situation with not too many people.
Right. And I think that he just, you know, will rebound because Jupiter will be in Aries on his Mars in Aries. And, you know, Mars is a crucial planet for an athlete, energy, assertion, aggression. So he'll be back to being a bundle of energy and it'll serve him well in achieving his goals. But it won't be till the end of January, beginning of February. But as you know, with football, that can be good timing.
So he'll be really good. Well, the Broncos aren't going to make the playoffs. So he'll be good in the offseason. He'll look really good in the mini camp. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Timing's
solid.
Everything. So not quite this year for him.
I got you. All right. Well, thank you, Andrea. Have a wonderful rest of your night there. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Same to you, Ben.
All
take
right.
good care.
There she goes. She's crossing the Rubicon as we speak right now into the bathtub. Splish splash. So a New York state senator is pitching the idea that the Jets leave New Jersey and come back to New York. They call themselves the New York Jets, but they play across the river there in Jersey proper. And the plan would be to put together a financial package, of course, because God forbid an NFL team pay for their stadium. Very rarely does that happen. So the political class will take the taxpayers' dollars, the public money, and build an 80,000-seat stadium at Willets Point, Queens. There's a subway station right there, so it's perfect. The plan would be to build a big stadium for the Jets so they could play their games in New York proper. We've had a few guys that have played for the Jets and the Giants over the years, and I think this is still the case. It was as of a few years ago where they would, I think it was the Giants, they would play in Jersey and then they practiced in New York. So for like tax issues, it's a problem because you got to end up paying taxes, not just in one state, but the two states. And of course, these are first world problems. So we'll see if they actually pony up the money there and build a 70, 80,000 seat stadium for the Jets. I'll believe it when I see it. Good luck on that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And let's go to the phones and eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's say hello to Eugene, who's hanging out in the great state of Michigan. Hello, Eugene. Welcome.
Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm calling to see if you and Finley either really hate each other or if it's all show.
No, Eugene, I can't stand him. I hate his guts. I despise him. He's an evil man. That's why we call him Dahmer.
Hey, I'm sorry to hear it.
Yeah. How's life treating you there, Eugene? What's going on with you?
Not much. I'm 74 years old.
Oh, congratulations. Mazel tov.
Yeah,
how is it to be? How old do you feel? Do you feel your age? Do you feel younger? Do you feel older?
I feel every bit my age most of the time.
Yeah? What's the worst part about being 74?
Well, in my condition, I have emphysema, and I'm on oxygen 24/7.
Oh, that sucks. What's the best part about being 74? You've seen a lot of life, right? You've seen a lot of things happen in your time?
Yeah, I sure have.
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not all bad.
There you go. Look, even you got all kinds of crap going on, but you're still trying to be a little positive there. You're mixing in a little positivity, right?
Yeah, trying to.
All right. And you're up with us? How many nights a week you listen?
I usually listen every night for a while anyway.
Yeah.
And God for a while, meaning up till about 3 a.m. my time, which is midnight yours.
So you've already gone past your allotted listening time. So why, Eugene, now what can we do to make the show better? What would you like us to do to make it more enjoyable for you, Eugene?
Oh, I think you got a good show, Ben.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm just sorry that you and Fenley hate each other is all.
Yeah. Did you ever work with what kind of work, when you were working back in the day, Eugene, what kind of work did you do?
I was a factory worker. I worked in the automobile industry.
Yeah.
Oldsmobile, remember that name?
What's that? Say it again.
Oldsmobile.
I do. I absolutely. Yeah. Yes, I remember that very well. Yes, I had, I had relatives that had Oldsmobiles back in the
day. Yeah, I worked up there in Lansing, on West Saginaw.
Nice.
The old Forge plant, Plant 2.
How many cars did you guys turn out there every month?
I worked where we made the rear ends and differentials and stuff.
Yeah.
Fisher Body was the ones that did all the bodies and everything, so I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Well, it was a lot, though, right? It was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I got you.
There were many weeks that we worked 7 days a week.
Oh, man. What do you think about today's times here? Nobody wants to work here, Eugene. Everyone's lazy.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's a shame. It's a real shame.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Listen, thank you for listening. Call anytime, and maybe I'll make up with Brian for you. I don't know. Maybe I will. I'm sure you work with guys at the factory you hated. It happens. But thank you, Eugene. All right, there he goes. Our friend Eugene. Checking in. Anyway, we'll push back that story about the stupidity of, well, I don't know if stupidity is the gullibility. Is that a word, gullibility? Of humans. We're going to push that back for a little bit for ratings purposes because we do have Mallard of the 30 Re coming up. This portion of the Ben Mallard Show made possible by Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Time now for the Insta Trivia. Josh Jacobs, he's a running back. He's got 80 first downs so far this season. That's
the greatness
the most,
of the Raiders.
The most for any Raider player since somebody named Lamont Jordan back in 2005. Blank is the only Raider player with more in a season if you go all the way back to 1991. That is the Insta Trivia, the answer. And Mallard of the Third Degree next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We need your help to multiply the Mallard Militia. Support our humble ploy to take over the nocturnal audio world one new listener at a time. Spread the gospel by tagging and posting about the Ben Mallard Show on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, you name it. You help get the message out for others to join the brotherhood of the Ben Mallard Show. Now let's head back to the Tyrock.com studios and check in with a man who's a shower once a week kind of guy. It's Big Ben.
That doesn't seem like a lot, but after seeing your photo, that is a lot. So thank you for that. This portion of the show made possible by Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. And here's the instant trivia. Josh Jacobs has 80 first downs so far this season, the most for any Raider player. I would still not give him a massive contract, but see what the Raiders do with that. But anyway, Josh Jacobs, 80 first downs this year, the most by any Raider player since somebody named Lamont Jordan back in 05 for the old Oakland Raiders. I barely remember when the Raiders played in Oakland. Blank is the only other Raider with more first downs in a season since 1991, way back in 1991. That is the question. And what is the answer? Chip in the Q's is going with Bo Jackson as his answer. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, got it right. Clearly cheating. Cowboy Killer says it's got to be Shrek. That's the answer. The X-Man, Xavier McDaniel from Shane in Des Moines. whose heart is in Seattle, unless it's not. Charles Manson, guest by Ferg Dog, the fan of Dahmer. Alfredo Griffin. Now, there's a good name from Mr. Nice Guy. Emmett Smith tossed out, the great former Raider from Miguel on Fire. Raider swashbuckler Danny G Radio, guest by Just Josh. Danny G is supposed to be back from Hawaii for the Fifth Hour podcast this week. I'm sure we'll get a lot of questions about the wedding, unless we don't. Got married in Hawaii last week. God Sham God from Shane in Des Moines. The Swedish Chef tossed out by Milkman Mike. Daryl Harmonica from Rob in Vegas. JJ from Renton. Remember him? He says, shut up, Roberto. My homie has already been flooding me with Raider blank. He didn't answer the question. I'm just happy that he's still around. I'm happy he's around. Justin Fargus was guest by Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. All right, Goldilocks. Do you have an answer, Goldilocks? Please. It's not Dom DeLuise. It's Captain USA, guest by Bean Boot Maker Bob.
It is Sebastian Janikowski.
Okay, is that correct? No, that is incorrect. It's also not Brian Finley, guest by Kathy in Madison, Wisconsin, or Fred G. Sanford. The G stands for greatness. The correct answer is Charlie Garner. Charlie Garner in 2002, he had 91 first downs.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
All right, let's get to it. Koopa Loop here. By the way, Don Wright, he wrote in. He said Eugene is the new leader for Caller of the Year. Eugene in Michigan, who used to make Oldsmobiles and now is on auction 24 hours a day. All right, Koopa Loop, what do we have here, Coop?
Von Miller announced on his podcast that he is hoping to return in time for the Bills' Week 14 game against the Jets.
Yeah.
Ben, how important do you think Von Miller is for the Bills' overall success?
Well, we're going to handicap the game later. He's the center of attention on defense. He's the focal point of the opposing offensive line and the extra, you know, running back you keep in the block or whatnot. And so, you know, you'd think the Patriots would have an advantage this week with Von Miller out. And the Bills have good players, but they only have a few game breakers. And Von Miller is one of those guys on defense. And the sacks, I mean, we all know from watching football, a sack ends a drive, a quarterback hit can mess up a drive and stop teams from matriculating the ball down the field. But it's dirty dishes. That's the problem for Buffalo, because if it was only Von Miller, you'd say, okay, they can get past that. But you also have Von Miller's backup is hurt. The Bills have three starters who are injured on defense, both defensive ends and linebacker Tremaine Edmonds. So they've got a lot of issues there. All right, next!
New Vegas odds are out, and not only are the Chiefs now favorites to win the Super Bowl, but Patrick Mahomes is also the favorite to win MVP. Ben, do you think Mahomes wins over Jalen Hurts or Tua?
Yeah, so I've got Mahomes. As you know, I did say before the year, for whatever it's worth, on that dopey thing in the studio there, I wrote Patrick Mahomes as the MVP. The Chiefs got rid of his alpha dog, his doggy, Tyreek Hill, gone. Hasn't missed a beat. Kansas City right at the top of the AFC, right there with Miami, and Mahomes has been able to solidify things with a lesser nucleus. And you look at Jalen Hurts and Tua, they both got help, big-time players, A.J. Brown and the Cheetah, respectively. So it's subtraction versus addition, advantage. Patty Mahomes, he is your leader right now in Kansas City. Well, I will be appearing later today, Coop, on the local morning show as a guest on 610 Sports there in Kansas City. Next!
It is being reported that Don Mattingly is close to landing a deal to join the Blue Jays coaching staff. How long do you think Mattingly spends there before getting another shot at managing?
Forever! Listen, I love Donnie Baseball. 61 years old, I believe now. 26 seasons as a player and a manager. He had a great run. It's very unlikely he gets another swing as the lead guy other than an interim basis in the big leagues, and he does have a good Rolodex, though. He's been around enough teams since he left the Yankees where maybe there's something there. The most interesting thing, he turned down a Yankee TV job to work for the Blue Jays. Wow. All right, how did we do?
You passed this edition.
That is a win. I won, JJ and Renton. I won. I am a winner.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.